the last week, and I'm certain you've heard a lot of the rumblings and seen stuff, there's been a lot of pundits that have played in the league that work for the networks that said, Tom Brady's slipping, is he any good anymore? I want to ask you, when you look in the mirror, talking about football only, what do you see?
I can definitely do a better job, so I think that's what I'm trying to focus on. And you know, we're 2-2. I say it's not really where we necessarily want to be, but it's where we're at. And you know, we got a lot of football ahead. We're gonna try to do a lot better job. All of us are. I don't think, you know, we should feel sorry for ourselves. We've always found a way to kind of grind our way through tough times. And, you know, losing on the road on a Monday night's always tough. But, you know, obviously we're not doing good enough. So we got to work harder. We got to understand what we need to do better individually so that it helps each other collectively. But, you know, it's going to try to do the best I could do.
What do you feel you're doing well?
Well, we're not scoring enough points.
You.
Well, it's not an individual sport, so it's a team sport. This isn't like, you know, hitting home runs or, you know, playing golf and not making par or, you know, we're all trying to do a better job. I think that's the important thing is to understand what we all, you know, the problems that we're having, and then you try to fix them. And I think that's, like I said, we've been a part of, you know, a lot of, you know, a lot of teams that have found a way to grind through tough times and not really ride the emotions of 1 week or one loss or one win. It's a long season, and we obviously didn't play very well the other night, but we're looking forward to getting out there again and trying to play better this week.
Thomas, there's a lot of people, though, Tom, that are doubting you. Do you feel like you passed your prime?
I'm trying to do the best job I can do. I think that's we'll try to go out there and play better and play as well as I possibly can each week. Some weeks it looks better than others, some weeks it doesn't, but you know, you got to believe in your process and what you're doing, and it served me well, and you know, I'm going to try to keep working hard on the things that I'm not doing a good job of, and hopefully that helps our team score more points.
Are you getting the protection you need, and do you have the talent around you to succeed?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see here in a couple months, you know, where we're at, but we got a lot of football to play, and you know, we're trying to find the things that we do well, and we're trying to find the things that we don't do well. And like I said, we're 2-2. It's not a great record. Could be worse, could be better. And, you know, we could all probably play better. We probably could have played worse, too. But, you know, we just got to try to find ways to do a better job.
Monday night, were you frustrated? Were you livid? Were you deflated? Like, the camera shots, you look frustrated. But what was your, when you walked off the field, you felt what?
Well, we didn't score it. A lot of points, so we got to obviously score more points. And, you know, we all feel better around here when we win. It feels like months when we lose. The weeks are long, and they're – but that's football. Like I said, you got to have mental toughness in this game. It's a very competitive sport. The other teams are all very good. It's very highly competitive. There's no easy wins, certainly on the road on Monday night in tough atmospheres. If you don't play well, it's tough to win those games. But you know, we got a great opportunity this week. It's a good football team. They're 3-0, and we got to go out there and try to play our best.
Tom, Gilbert Young and Bruschi all made comments in the last couple of days questioning whether you've had enough weapons with which to work this season. Given that you know all three of these guys, the former NFL players, do you have any comment on that?
Nope.
Are you aware of what their comments are?
I don't. I haven't paid attention, and I probably don't pay attention to much because I understand what's going on. I mean, I know probably a lot more information than you guys have, a lot more information than they have. And we're just trying to focus on things we can do to get better. I said earlier today, it's not like we're going to come out and say all the things. We're going to try to let our opponents figure out, you know, the things that we're not doing well, the things that we are doing well. And, you know, it's a long year. So we got a lot of football to play. And, you know, we got a lot of high character guys in our locker room. We got a lot of mentally tough guys. And that's what it takes. I mean, it's not the time to fold the tents up and call it a season. You know, we're 2-2. We're tied for the best record in our division. Not that, you know, is a great feat by any stretch. But, you know, we'll see what we're made of as we continue to fight through these tough weeks. And hopefully it builds character and builds resiliency. And the mistakes that we made last week, you know, we got to try to figure out a way to improve on those things so that we can come out and play a great game this week. So that's what it's going to take.
Are you seeing any signs that you guys can fight through it, Tom? That you guys have the inner intestinal fortitude to fight through everything you're dealing with now?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think that's what we're going to see. I mean, it's only, you know, it's been 36 hours since we lost the game. I think a lot of guys had, you know, it's a tough loss. But we've had tough losses before, and we've tried to find ways to rebound, and we've tried to find ways to correct our errors, and we just got to go out there and try to play better, and we've obviously been playing.
Tom, do you think the problems are correctable, or there's a talent issue?
I hope they're correctable. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, that's why we go out and practice, and, you know, there's always going to be mistakes in football. You're going to make – it's, you know, like I said, every team is very competitive. They have very good players. They draft high. They got a lot of talent. They have the same money they can spend on their team as we can spend on ours. So it's just, it's a tough league. And when you don't play well, certainly you don't play well on the road. We got off to a slow start, got behind. You know, those are things that you know, we got to try to correct. We got to try to certainly do a better job playing from ahead and try to get ahead and stay ahead, and you know, that's kind of what we're doing. It's a great opportunity for us this week to do that. This is a team that also likes to do what I just said. They like to get ahead and stay ahead, and they've done that in all their games this year. That's why they've been pretty successful.
How hard is it, Tom, during a tough loss or during tough times to, you know, kind of suppress feelings even though you're frustrated and ticked off and you have to put on the face and speak to the media?
It was all part of, you know, our job. It's, you know, you don't win every game. You know, like I said, we dealt with them in the past. And it's important, like I said, not to ride the wave of emotions of, yeah, we're really great. And, yeah, we're terrible this week. And then we're great the next week. And we're terrible the next week. It doesn't serve any purpose other than to understand the things that you need to correct. And like I said, obviously, we're not doing a great job on offense for a number of reasons. And, you know, everybody is really individually looking at themselves and looking at what they can do better. I mean, I can't do anybody's job. They can't do mine. We trust each other that we're all going to try and work hard to be the best we could be. And hopefully that goes out and leads to more wins and leads to more points and all that. And, you know, playing against a team like this that really challenges us, you know, they got one of the best defenses in the league. They got, you know, coach today had 6 number one draft picks in the secondary alone. So we got a work cut out for us this week. This is a team that's, you know, gave us all we could handle last year. And it's a great opportunity for us to go out, you know, on a Sunday night game and try to play a lot better than we played last week.
Tom, you don't want to ride the emotions week to week necessarily, but do you have a sense of urgency about this game?
Every game is important, and, you know, they all count the same in the end. So I think there's urgency every week to do our best. There's urgency in the spring camps. There's urgency in training camp. To try to get things right, because the clock's ticking, and you know, every week that goes by is less opportunity for us to make the improvements. So when we don't have a game the way that we want to play it, you got to work as hard as you can to get it right. Even when you do win, you got to work as hard as you can to get it right the next week, because you know, that's what it takes this time of year.
You use the word trust. I'm curious. Do you trust what's around you, and do you trust what you're seeing at times? Because in that first half, it looked like the game was speeding up when maybe there wasn't as much pressure as you had faced in the first 3 weeks.
So what was the question?
Do you trust what's around you, and are you trusting what you're seeing?
Do I trust what's – I'm not sure.
In terms of players?
Yeah, absolutely. I trust all the guys in the locker room. Our guys on our team work really hard. We try to do things the right way. We try to work hard to earn each other's trust. And that's why we go out and practice. And it's not always perfect. And when it's not, we communicate through it and we try to understand the things that we need to do better so that we can all help each other. So, we didn't play well. We got to move on. We got to look forward. We got to, like Coach always says, you know, ignore the noise and just stay focused on what we need to do and focus on what our process is to try to make the improvement and, you know, not be so high and so low and so high. That's for our parents and our friends and for, you know, the fans. And, you know, we got an important job to do this week, and the clock's ticking.
Are they seeing it the way you see it, though, your teammates?
I don't know. They could probably answer that, I'm sure, if you wanted to ask them.
Yeah. they're seeing what you're seeing? I mean, you're having conversations with them about it.
Yeah. It's probably on a play-by-play basis. Sometimes we all see it the same way. Sometimes we don't see it the same way. And probably when we see it the same way, it's a more productive play than when we don't see it the same way. But like I said, we're still trying to correct a lot of mistakes. We're trying to improve in all areas, red area, third down, running game, pass game, throwing the ball, catching the ball, protecting, running with it. There's a lot of areas that, you know, we're trying to make improvements on. And the only thing I can focus on is what I need to do better. And I'm going to go out there and try to do it this week. Thank you.